Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the East Tallis Business Association is Jasmine Tubbs. How are you today, Jasmine?
I'm great.
Glad to have you on the show with us today to talk about, well, we're less than a week away from the big event, Halloween, which is taking place Monday. And the East Tallis Business Association has some fun things for the kids, don't you?
Yes, we're excited that we have our annual Halloween parade and trick-or-treating happening again in downtown East Tallis.
Yeah. Well, now let's talk about that. What time's the parade get underway? I'm guessing that's what's going to kick everything off.
Right. We're going to have a police escort in the Tallis area marching band kick us off, and we will be meeting in the Tallis Players parking lot at 4:30, and the parade will start promptly at 4:45.
And now, is that open to kids in costume, or who's invited to participate in the parade?
Yes, absolutely. Come show off your costume, and hopefully see your friends. So anybody who's interested in walking the parade all dressed up and then getting some candy from all the businesses.
Very nice. So the parade kicks off at 4:45, and then afterwards comes going around trick-or-treating.
Yeah, it's a fun thing. All of the businesses downtown always really enjoy it. We pass out candy, and then we get to see all these fun costumes. A lot of times it's the kids and the parents that get dressed up, so yeah. We enjoy seeing that, too.
Yeah, so we want the whole family to be involved in this and to participate.
Correct, yes, that would be great.
All right, so after the parade, then the businesses there on Newman Street and in East Tallis will be handing out candy. So it's a great way for the kids to start their trick or treating around the area. Then,
yeah, it's a great kickoff to then go into the neighborhoods of the East Tallis area and get as much candy as possible. Hopefully we have great weather too.
I think we're going to do pretty well. So, all right. So 4:45 is a parade. They go into town. Is there a certain hours that you'll be doing it with the East Tallis Business Association and the businesses there that the kids are welcome to trick or treat?
Usually 5 to 6. I think around 6 o'clock they start to open the street again, and by then most kids are running off to all the other trick or treating fun areas.
That's right.
So
plenty of. Plenty of events going on throughout the area, and of course, as you mentioned, trick-or-treating through the neighborhood. Now, this isn't something, they don't need to register for this, for the parade or anything,
nope.
Just come on out.
Yeah, just come on out, costume or no costume. Come on out and have some fun.
Yeah, indeed. They're in East Tallis, right there on Newman Street. Now, if they wanted more information about the East Tallis Business Association's big Halloween festivities and the parade and that, what's the best way for them to get some more information, Jasmine?
They could call the Chamber of Commerce.
Okay. That's the best place to go. 362-8643. That's the chamber number. They'll have all the details. Of course, they're probably the one stop for everything that's happening for Halloween in terms of trick-or-treating hours. But this is a great way to get it started. And again, just in case people missed it at the top of the interview, where do they meet and at what time do they meet in their costumes?
4:30, you meet at the Tallis Bay Players parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
Which is just a few blocks into East Tallis. And then at 4:45, the parade will kick off. We'll hear the police sirens, and then the marching band will take us down.
All right, take you right down Newman Street into the East Tallis Business Association downtown district there. And then from there, as you mentioned, the street will be closed so the kids can go around and trick-or-treat to all the businesses there for about an hour or so.
Right. Pretty much from 5 to 6, we'll have trick-or-treating anywhere downtown.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Big part of our Halloween happenings, that's for sure. In downtown East Tallis, and being put on by the East Tallis Business Association, a very community-minded organization. Jasmine Tubbs from the East Tallis Business Association. We're glad you could spend some time with us here on our Michigan Sunrise Side today.
All right. Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.